stay connected to the world around you, KPBS brings you trusted news, compelling stories, and in-depth reporting every day. Wherever life takes you, KPBS is here, on the radio, online, and on the go. Discover more at kpbs.org.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Friday, December 5th. To renew or not to renew, a dispute over automatic license plate readers. More on that next, but first, the headlines. It's going to be a bit more pricey for you to enjoy the great outdoors at some of our San Diego County parks. Fees required to secure a fishing permit, rent a boat, or to camp or park are increasing for the second time in a year. The increase starts on January 2nd. A full campsite hookup and adult fishing permit will see the most modest increases, but booking a picnic area is getting an overall increase of $25 per reservation. Day use parking fees will remain at $5, and discounted rates for veterans and seniors will continue. A full schedule list with all fee changes and increases can be found on sdparks.org. A new grant announced this week aims to support the next generation of firefighters and paramedics. Funds from the San Diego Workforce Partnership to the tune of $4 million will go towards supporting multiple nonprofits and community colleges. This includes, but is not limited to, the Chula Vista Fire Department, San Diego Fire Rescue Foundation, Southwestern Community College, the City of Vista, and more. The SDWP says the organizations were chosen for their ability to reach underserved populations and prepare job seekers for a high-demand career in emergency response. Funds will also expand existing medical services and fire training programs with a goal of placing 150 people in EMS and fire service roles. The famous TED Conference is making a new home in San Diego. Technology Entertainment Design, aka TED, started in California in 1984. Maybe you've watched a video of one of their speakers when feeling low on motivation. And now, following a two-year process that TED says was centered around infrastructure, community, and the need to scale their mission in meaningful ways, the TED Conference in 2027 lands right here. The San Diego Convention Center will be the new home base for the conference. It's been based in Vancouver, Canada, in recent years. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Start your day with Morning Edition and wind it down with All Things Considered, only on KPBS. From global headlines to local stories, stay informed, inspired, and connected. Tune in daily or listen anytime at kpbs.org.
The San Diego City Council will decide next week whether to renew a contract with a company that provides automatic license plate readers, or ALPR, cameras to the city. Reporter John Carroll says the council appears to be divided on the issue.
San Diego City Council member Raul Campillo says the city has assurances from the ALPR company Flock that data collected by its cameras will be kept secure and can only be used by the city, that it will not be shared with federal immigration authorities. Campillo says the cameras have helped police seize illegal guns, stop kidnappings, and he says car thefts have dropped by 20% in the last year. But on Thursday morning outside City Hall, dozens of community activists were joined by City Council members Sean Ila Rivera and Henry Foster to insist the city stop using the cameras and never do business with Flock again.
Flock is a proven bad actor that has shown either an unwillingness or an inability to prevent their powerful tool from being abused.
The city's Public Safety Committee unanimously approved renewing the contract with Flock. The full city council will take up the matter next Tuesday. John Carroll, KPBS News.
Republican Representative Daryl Issa is staying put in California. He was reportedly considering running for a House seat in Texas. However, Issa told KUSI News Thursday he decided not to make that move. Reporter Tammy Murga has more.
Issa says he will stay in Congress but does not need to go to Texas. He says he believes, quote, the people of San Diego County who've elected me so many times will, in fact, regardless of party registration, vote for me. Issa says congressional colleagues in Texas had encouraged him to run for office there. His brief consideration came after California voters approved a redistricting plan that makes Issa's district and others more favorable to Democrats. Issa represents the 48th district and is running for re-election. He is the only Republican in a crowded race against Democrats. Tammy Murga, KPBS News.
A state lawmaker from San Diego is calling for a public review of a massive data center project slated for the Imperial Valley. Reporter Corey Suzuki says many residents have felt blindsided by the scale of the project.
The planned data center is huge, almost a million square feet. It would be located on unincorporated land near the center of the city of Imperial. Most Imperial Valley residents learned that it was in the works just last week, when local officials in the city of Imperial published an announcement about it online. In it, they included a notice that said county officials had found the project did not have to go through an environmental review.
I can't fathom a situation where you have, again, just the intensity and scale and what is described in this particular case, without, and then claiming that there is some form of exemption to review.
That's Democratic State Senator Steve Padilla, whose district includes Imperial County. He says the public deserves a complete picture of how much water and power the project will use and how it will affect things like regional air quality.
It's a whole new world, and we have to make sure that we have the right kind of standards in place, protections in place, and guardrails in place.
The project's developers pushed back against Padilla's concerns. In a letter Thursday, they said the project was designed to meet high environmental standards. Officials from the County of Imperial did not respond to interview requests. Corey Suzuki, KPBS News.
As inflation and the cost of living rise, more service members are feeling the strain. Military reporter Andrew Dyer says one local nonprofit is growing with the goal of nationwide expansion.
A bigger office, bigger warehouse, and bigger ambitions to help military families are what's behind the new, bigger national headquarters for the Support the Enlisted Project, or STEP. Supporters and military community members are here to celebrate the new location in Miramar. The San Diego-based nonprofit helps military families in distress by providing immediate financial help and long-term fiscal literacy education. They also distribute food and other items families need. CEO and co-founder Tony Teravainen says the demand for help from the military community is growing.
They just keep asking for more support, so we want to continue to add our program to more states and guarantee it in more states.
He says this new headquarters will help them do just that. The bigger warehouse will help provide more material assistance to local families, while the expanded office space helps families nationwide. Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
The San Diego Unified School District says it's expecting a $47 million budget deficit for the next school year. In a YouTube video the district published this week, Superintendent Fabiola Bagula says one of the main reasons for this is the chronic underfunding of special education.
These services cost us more than $400 million annually, yet we receive only about $125 million from state, federal, and local sources. The remaining $275 million plus comes from our general funds.
Bagula says declining enrollment and rising employee costs are other reasons the district is facing the shortfall. If you are looking for something besides The Grinch or A Christmas Carol this holiday season, arts reporter Beth Accomando has a new play for you set on Christmas Eve, but one that's completely devoid of any warm or fuzzy feelings. Here's a preview of 89 Carson Junction Road.
For anyone needing an antidote to holiday cheer, actor Shane Hennessy has the perfect option.
It's kind of like the Die Hard of shows, in the sense that, like, it's got Christmas elements, but it's not a Christmas show. It's much more action-packed than that.
I will say this, there's a body count. put it that way.
That's right. Playwright Michael Mizzarini's 89 Carson Junction Road is not your typical holiday fare, even though it's set on Christmas Eve.
And the bodies are not under the tree, so that, at least that's good. But by the time you leave, you'll be like, oh my gosh, these people's lives are blown apart.
But actress Kay Marion McNellan says it's not anti-Christmas.
But Christmas is a really fun backdrop to fear, of which there is much in this show. I like to say that this show feels like a really great short horror novel set at Christmas.
If you want something tense and dark this holiday season, then head over to 89 Carson Junction Road. The play runs this weekend and next at Diversionary's Black Box Theater. Beth Accomando, KPBS News.
Community can be difficult to find in the digital age. That's where Creative Mornings comes in. It's an organization that brings artists and entrepreneurs together to celebrate connection and inspiration. Every Friday, Chapters host free events in cities around the world, including San Diego. Video journalist Charlotte Radulovich attended last month's event at the Downtown Central Library and brings us this audio dispatch.
Yo, good morning, good morning, good morning. We got the DJ on the ones and twos. Give a shout out to Cammy Cam.
My name is Ramel Wallace, and I'm the host of Creative Morning San Diego. I showed up to the downtown library with donuts in the rain, and people still came out strong. The room is full of open, excited, creative energy, and as the host, it's my job to match that energy and reflect the beauty that I see to the community. And I love what I do and the people that are a part of this ecosystem.
Hi, Marcy Collins, children's author. When you're an artist, and you work solo in your house all the time, it's so important to find community. And as the talk today was about like finding your growth squad, and I always seek out those pockets of places where I can be with other creatives. It doesn't matter if they're not doing the exact same thing that I'm doing, but to be able to connect with other people who have a creative spirit is just so important, and it builds me up for the rest of the day. I've met so many people, I've connected with people, we follow each other on Instagram, we're there to hype each other up, and it's a great experience.
Free coffee, free donuts, free community, accessibility, and gyms that not only inspire your career and your life, but gyms that you can apply within your community, within your family, and within your creative practice.
The next Creative Mornings is December 19th, and y'all have a great weekend!
The next Creative Mornings event will take place from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Friday, December 19th at the San Diego Central Library downtown. As we do for you each and every Friday, here are some weekend event ideas for you and yours happening across the county. Balboa Park's December Nights returns. It's a free two-day event filled with holiday festivities, live performances, and features a French ski tavern. Saturday sees the return of Oceanside Transit Center's Holiday Express Train. Bring in the holiday season in North County as guests will enjoy a visit from Santa Claus and performances by carolers as their train departs. First train leaves at 10:15 a.m. with multiple rides throughout the day, and there are even some night ride options as well. On Sunday, the Singles in Sweaters event is for anyone looking to find love this holiday season. That's happening at Mike Drop Comedy on Claremont Mesa Boulevard and is for anyone 21 and up who is single and likes to laugh. The event features a live dating game and an ugly sweater contest. Whatever you do end up doing this weekend, enjoy. That's it for The Pod this week. The podcast this week was edited by Brooke Ruth and Quinn Owen. The Pod is hosted and produced by me, Lawrence K. Jackson. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Thanks for listening and subscribing. By doing so, you're supporting public media, and I really want to thank you for that. Have a great day.
Connected connected to the world around you, KPBS brings you trusted news, compelling stories, and in-depth reporting every day. Wherever life takes you, KPBS is here, on the radio, online, and on the go. Discover more at kpbs.org.